If I'd known I'd live long enough to receive a lifetime achievement award from RTDNA, I'd have taken much better care of myself. Seriously, I'm truly sorry I can't be with you tonight, but medical misfortune prevents me from flying. And at my age, if I tried to drive from Edmonton to Winnipeg, I might end up in Flin Flon. Actually, Flin Flon is a pretty good place to start. When I was taking baby steps toward a radio career, I was allowed to cover the noon hour shift at CFAR, the Voice of the North, pushing buttons, playing records, and giving the time and temp while the real announcer took a lunch break. I was there November 22, 1963, when U.S. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. Some of you may recall the shots were fired at 12:30. With Dallas and Flin Flon in the same time zone. I'll never forget how the CPBN teletype machine began to dance when the bulletins came in. The bells rang, and I was hooked on news. After a few years as a jock of all trades, I took a job at CKDA Victoria, just as one program director was leaving and another was coming in. The new guy moved me from midday music to full-time news. My first big story came when a Russian freighter sliced into the BC ferry Queen of Victoria in active pass. There were other maritime mishaps when the ships hit the sand, but I was blessed working with and learning from some of the best reporters covering the wildest days in BC politics during the rise and fall of WAC Wacky Bennett. In Victoria, as CKDA news director, I accepted a regional RTNDA Charlie Edwards Award for stories on juvenile justice before there was such a thing. One day, Dick Smythe from the mighty 1050 Chum came courting. With stars in my eyes and a huge chunk of Chum change in my pocket, I moved to Toronto, to the best radio station in the world. I quickly learned if conditions were just right, Dick Smythe could make typewriters and fire extinguishers fly. It was a magical time. Smythe taught me the discipline and many of the skills I needed to be where I am today. It also helped that I worked with legends like Mark Daly, Mike Cleaver, and John Belmont. But, as is often the case, a small-town boy never feels at home in a very big town. When I was offered a morning news gig at CHQT in Edmonton at the beginning of the Alberta oil boom, I jumped at the chance. Lady Luck smiled again, and soon I was the news director. I thought I'd never see or tell a story bigger than the Black Friday, July 31st, 1987 tornado in Edmonton that killed more than 24 people. I was wrong. In March 2005, a crazed gunman ambushed and murdered four young Mounties near Mayerthorpe, north of Edmonton. By then, thanks to corporate mergers, I was working for 630 CHED and led our coverage most days. Our reporting of the murders earned an RTNDA National Charlie Edwards Award for Spot News. I don't think, and I hope I won't, cover another story like Mayerthorpe. I often say I live off the fate of the land. My best days in news have always been the worst days for others. A murder is always better than a wounding. A deadly crash is better than a fender bender. The plane that doesn't make a safe landing. Well, you get the picture. Still, I look forward to coming to work every morning and to work with the most gifted writer and broadcaster I've ever known, Bob Layton, who gives me something new to think about most days. In closing, my one story that got the most reaction happened long, long ago in Victoria. We had a blockbuster major newscast with everything, and a silly kicker about police asking motorists to slow down and to watch out for a family of ducks, Mama and her ducklings crossing a busy road. People just couldn't hear enough about those damn ducks. So thank you, RTDNA. Thank you, Bob Layton, for nominating me for this incredible honor. It's been a lifetime in the making, and I'll treasure it always.